Finally this hour, an introduction to a singer you probably haven't heard of yet. Emily King blends the music of different eras, different cultures, and different genres. I just want to live my life, 'cause I want to and I need to. Her first album is called East Side Story. The title is a shout-out to the Lower East Side Manhattan neighborhood where she was raised. At 21, Emily King still lives there, and her sound is very much an outgrowth of her neighborhood's cultural quilt. Reggae, salsa, and the sounds of Eastern Europe floating up from the street into her open bedroom window. Hip-hop on the radio. But it was her parents, both jazz vocalists, that left the biggest musical imprint.
They were my teachers. I never went to music school or anything like that. I kind of subconsciously soaked up everything that they were doing. You know, we had a piano in my house, and they just practiced their vocals and harmonies and things like that.
There's a particular song on the CD that I'd like to ask you about. It's a song called Colorblind.
This was a kind of organic song, getting into different types of issues, life issues, the issue of race in America, period.
The issue of race, from your perspective, as a biracial daughter of one parent's African-American, the other parent's Italian-American, is that correct?
That's right. It was hard for me to write about this subject. You know, I had a lot of anger, and not just being biracial, but just seeing that people still have a hard time accepting each other. And I kind of had to look deep and remember some things that I've been through for the lyrics. And it kind of just came, you know. The first time I listened to it, after we recorded it, I cried. I don't know, it's an important song for me. What's on your mind? Now I'm seeing always so different, or are we the same? Is it what we feel inside? They say it's ignorance, but when will it change? Do we see in black and white?
Are most of these songs on the CD personal?
Yeah, I definitely write from things that happened to me. You know, there's a love song on there that kind of wrote about my family again, because my parents, they sang together for a long time and then they divorced. It's a song on there called It Was You. It was me kind of imagining myself in that place and then writing about it, what happened, because at the time I didn't understand what happened.
How difficult is it as an artist to write something so personal and then watch that go through the production process where the music grows and expands and becomes something different than what you first envisioned?
You know what's tough is when you have to appease people that aren't in the studio with you. That was really, really tough for me.
Where did you find the courage to say no? Not easy to say when you're a new artist and you've got a lot of pressure and you want to sell records.
I think the courage comes from the knowledge that with or without these people, you're going to be all right. Whether I'm going to be in Madison Square Garden one day or back to the cafes, that's where I got the confidence from, just having faith that I just have to do what I feel or else I'll be all right on my own. And I think the process of this album really set that in stone.
Well, Emily, it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you
so much for coming by the studio.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Emily King's new album is East Side Story. You can hear more of her music at our website, npr.org. Before you came, my world was empty. Your world was empty.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.